China's central government has condemned negative comments smearing the mainland's assistance to Hong Kong in the fight against COVID-19. The Hong Kong and Macau Affairs Office of the State Council says the smear shows a gross disregard for health and safety in Hong Kong. The office says the central government is highly concerned about the pandemic situation in the city and has sent a batch of teams to support Hong Kong to fight COVID-19 at the request of local authorities. It adds that the supportive teams are helping with mass nucleic acid testing in Hong Kong, assisting the city in building temporary quarantine and treatment centers, and covering expenses. Authorities in Beijing have unveiled a detailed plan for the city's core area through 2035. The goal of the plan is to build a sound administrative environment, cultural appeal, and ideal living conditions. It also stresses protecting the city's cultural and historical heritage. By 2035, the permanent population in Beijing's core area will be around 1.7 million, and the floor area of above-ground buildings will be around 119 million square meters. The permanent population in the core area is estimated to be around 1.5 million by 2050. Multiple air routes from Urumqi and Xinjiang will reopen in September under strict pandemic prevention measures. Flights from Urumqi were disrupted after new COVID-19 cases were discovered in the city last month. Xinjiang has reported no new coronavirus infections for 2 weeks now. Authorities downgraded 5 districts in Urumqi to low risk for COVID-19 this past weekend. Global coronavirus cases have surged past 25 million as India has recorded the world's highest single-day increase in COVID-19 cases. India recorded more than 78,700 new coronavirus infections on Sunday, exceeding the single-day increase of over 77,000 reported by the United States in the middle of July. The spike in infections follows the easing of coronavirus restrictions to lessen the impacts of the pandemic on the economy. India is third behind the United States and Brazil in total caseload. The United Nations is warning that over half of Lebanon's population is at risk of a food crisis in the aftermath of the blast at the port of Beirut. The UN Special Commission for Western Asia is calling for Lebanon's government to prioritize the rebuilding of silos at the country's largest grain storage facility in Beirut. Greece says it's conducted a series of military exercises in the eastern Mediterranean Sea. Last week, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan accused Greece of endangering navigational safety with its exercises. In recent weeks, Turkish and Greek forces have engaged in a series of military exercises in the seas between Cyprus and the Greek island of Crete. The confrontation was sparked when Turkey sent a research vessel accompanied by warships to search for oil and gas reserves. Billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk's neuroscience startup Neuralink has unveiled a pig that's had a coin-sized computer chip in its brain for 2 months, demonstrating an early step toward the goal of curing human diseases with the same type of implant. San Francisco-based Neuralink aims to implant wireless brain-computer interfaces in the most complex human organ to help cure neurological conditions like Alzheimer's, dementia, and spinal cord injuries, and ultimately fuse humankind with artificial intelligence. Neuralink has received $160 million in funding. Musk says the company is aiming to receive regulatory approval to implant its device in human trials by the end of this year.